Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Side Project Podcast. Back in the studio. Oh, yes. Feels so good to be back. And because we're back, we haven't done it in quite a while, but I think you know how it goes. How is everybody doing? Oh, man. The con grind has been absolutely insane. I want to talk with everybody about so many things. There's so many things that I've missed, so many things that I've been wanting to talk about, so many things that I haven't been able to talk about because we have been on the convention grind lately. But the con grind for the remainder of 2022 and for a little bit into 2023, it has concluded. And until then, there won't be any further convention coverage until next year for WonderCon, Anime Las Vegas, Anime Riverside, back-to-back March, April, May, and further announcements for those are going to be coming after the new year. Some of them will be coming like mid-January, end of January and whatnot. Until then, welcome back to regularly formatted episodes. And if you want to get more information, some inside information and a couple details about Anime Las Vegas, Anime Riverside, and a brief mention about WonderCon, and as well as if you've been following social media and everything, you may have seen some things, but like I said, I haven't been able to talk about it, but Anime Fire, if you know what that is, Anime Fire Official on Instagram is going to be me, Colin K. Bass, or actually, let me switch that a little bit. Let's give him the respect he deserves. It's going to be Colin K. Bass and me and a couple other people. It's going to be a new media company. It's going to do live action anime, celebrity interviews, a couple talk shows, maybe a couple game shows, and who knows what else, a bunch of things that all the anime fans are going to love. It's going to be your one-stop shop for everything anime. And if you want to get a bunch of exclusive details on what that is, because I haven't had the time to talk about it here, you could check me out as a special guest on the Anime and Chill podcast. I'll put the links and everything in the description wherever it is that you're tuning in right now. And I talk about so many things on that episode, everything that you can that we can talk about for Anime Fire. A bunch of inside details about Anime Pasadena, Anime Las Vegas, Anime Riverside, and all the things that are coming, as well as a bunch of inside news of what to expect in 2023 for the Side Project Podcast. But like I said, we'll talk about that here another time and another place. And everybody's been asking me, man, oh, you're going to talk about the DC stuff? You're going to talk about the DC stuff, right? I really want to talk about the DC stuff. Trust me, I have so many thoughts and so many just things that I want to say about that. And I will say this, I am bothered by the Henry Cavill situation. I'm bothered by it. And here's why I'm bothered by it. I will touch on that very briefly. He left The Witcher to come back as Superman. The dude left The Witcher, which he's a fan of. He's a gamer himself. Me and him play World of Warcraft together all the time. All the time. I never wanted to say anything because it sounds, you know what I mean? Sounds kind of lame. Like, it sounds like I'm trying to, like, you know, hey, I know Henry Cavill, but it's true. It's true. He plays as an orc when he plays Horde. But anyway, he left The Witcher for Superman and then to have them trash him again and say, never mind. So now he's asked out of two productions. I mean, I'm sure he's going to be fine. And he is doing the Warhammer thing with Amazon, if you saw that. But still, you know, come on. But we'll talk about that once again. Another place, another time. Today, I want to talk about something different. I haven't done a gaming-centric episode in quite a while. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring two awesome dudes, two awesome gamers, two dedicated podcasters to come talk a few things Nintendo and Nintendo in film with me for this week's episode. It's very fitting as well because these gentlemen have a podcast of their own where they not only post it across listening platforms, but it is also available in a visual format to watch on YouTube and recorded live on Wednesdays where they discuss the latest gaming news in a very fun and engaging way, especially if you tune in live where you could interact. Feels like that. What's that one thing? Uncle Sam or whatever it is. You could interact. I've had the pleasure of being on their show a few times, even guest hosting an episode. They've been here before and coming off the heels of their celebratory 100th episode. Let's welcome back Rob the Robot and Kelvin the Kevlar Vest. Ladies and gentlemen, the Gaming Duo Podcast. Yes, dude.
Introductions, man.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you, man. Dude, congratulations. I was there for the 100th episode, but we haven't talked about it here. Congratulations on 100 episodes, man. By the time that this episode comes out, you'll have already recorded your 101? Your 101st episode. I don't know if you guys have it fleshed out or not, but if you do, like I said, it'll already be out by the time this one comes out. It'll be out before this. But for anybody that wants to go tune into that episode after this episode, you motherfuckers better stay here. You stay here and then you go. Here. Yes. Yeah, but what's that? Do you guys have it fleshed out already? What's that episode looking to be about?
Funny, we have no clue. I don't have any idea.
I have two things I put in there already.
I do the same thing sometimes. I'm like, shit, that's tomorrow. So, I gotta figure it out.
Yeah, and it's tomorrow for us, so we gotta figure it out. But we were just talking about it while you were doing your spiel. Like, we have a couple things you said, Rob.
Yeah,
we'll figure out after, you know, once we're done recording and doing all that stuff. So
nice. Yeah,
stay tuned.
Nice. Hell yeah, definitely, man. Well, like I said, it'll already be out, so definitely go check them out. The Gaming Duo podcast across everything. It's very easy to find. So we know that the Super Mario Bros. Movie has released a couple trailers now, a couple short clips as well, to very much hype, despite a couple concerns that I think have pretty much turned minor, in my opinion. I think it's safe to say that the majority, or even more than, are extremely excited to see this movie. I know I'm super, super excited to see this movie, while it's approaching faster than we think as well. April 7th, 2023. Is that still the release date? That's still the release date, right? It hasn't changed. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Making sure it hasn't changed. Just briefly, because it's not what the episode's going to be about. We'll get into what this is going to be about in a sec. But what are your overall thoughts on the Mario trailers so far? Like, anything that you want to say about it?
I am super pumped, dude. Like, this looks like everything I've wanted in a Super Mario movie, right? Like, this it has, like, the animation quality. It has, like, the CGI quality. It has, like, obviously Nintendo backing it up. It just looks phenomenal. The characters, the voice actors, everything looks like it's building up to be one of the best, like, CGI movies, ever. I feel like I'm really hyping this up because it looks that great.
It really does. I agree.
Obviously, it's a little concerning how Mario talks, right? With the whole...
I was going to ask you.
Yeah. I'm just like, I'm not sure how that's going to pan out. And the more we see it, the more I'm like, okay, I guess it could work. But I've noticed that he doesn't talk that much. Mario doesn't
talk that much throughout
the episode, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
You don't know like what the full context of... Chris Pratt's voice lines are.
Yeah.
So that's the only real concerning thing. But the music, like, I think the music is phenomenal.
So good.
Phenomenal.
So good.
They are killing it.
Yes.
Killing it. So I'm excited. I'm pumped. I'm going to be there day one.
Yeah, same. I mean, the best way I can describe this movie is when you watch a trailer, it kind of makes you feel like a little kid again. You get giddy inside and you're just super pumped that this is actually becoming a reality, right?
Yeah.
This is stuff that we've thought of for the longest time. Like, oh my God, this is exactly what we would picture a Mario movie would look like in our heads.
Yeah.
And to talk about Chris Pratt, to piggyback off you, man, is I think the supporting cast is so strong that it doesn't really matter if Chris Pratt kind of messes up Mario.
Yeah.
Yes, it would suck. It's you know, sore spot that, you know, that we have to. Like, it doesn't sound like, you know, the original Mario, right?
Yeah.
But the fact that, like, everyone else sounds incredible, like, blowing it out of the park, you're going to forget while you're watching that movie about Mario. Like, Chris Pratt's even Mario. It's just going to be some guy.
I think Toad and Luigi are going to steal the show. I really do. I think Toad and Luigi are going to steal the show. I think
you don't think Bowser's going to steal it.
I do think and I see that they're really, even in the trailers, like we've talked about it before, like even the trailers is very, it's very, very Bowser focused. Like everything is very Bowser focused. But, and of course, I mean, it's Jack Black, but for me personally, like I have this feeling like Keegan-Michael Key just as Toad, like it's been hilarious just even in the trailers, and everybody's been really stoked on Luigi as well. And I mean, we could sit here and we could talk about the trailer all day, man. We could dissect it. We could mention how, like, you did the music in the first trailer just made me change my pants in a very joyous way. But I'd rather that we do something a little bit different here this week, and something that I've touched on before in an episode or two, maybe in the past, but that's already been months ago, and I didn't get to talk about it as the full, you know, focal point. Something that many may say that we're jumping too far ahead, but listen, it's never too far ahead to talk about Nintendo properties. And for that fact, in this movie as well, there's already characters that are outside Mario specifically that are in this movie, such as Donkey Kong. And if you look carefully, there's blips of other Donkey Kong characters who will appear in this movie as well. And I say this because to lead into our conversation of other Nintendo games that could be adapted into film and whether they do or don't live in what many are dubbing as a possible Nintendo cinematic universe. And aside from the fact that There's Mario, the Mario films alone. I mean, they have a plethora of stories that they could tell. You know what I mean? Just the Mario movies alone. Do you guys see Nintendo carrying on with adapting their other IPs into film?
I would say the answer is probably yes, the short answer. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's possible. But you have to understand, Mario is their biggest one.
Right.
Right. They, that world is so expansive that they can...
Yes.
They have so much material. The problem is with some of the other IPs that they have, there's not as much material. So I do think like in the initial realm, like the Mario, DK, Yoshi, there's a ton there, right?
Yeah, I agree.
But I think if you go a little outside of that, I don't know if there's a ton there right now to do a full-fledged movie. Like think of Star Fox.
Yeah.
Could you do a Star Fox movie? Probably, but
yeah.
There's not a ton of material there to work with compared to Mario, Legend of Zelda, and Donkey Kong.
Let me interject there and say that I think while I do agree with you, I also disagree for one fact. And that's because, for instance, let's take the MCU, right?
Okay.
It's one. Let's not take the DCU because they're a fucking mess. So let's take the MCU because regardless of how people feel about its current run, you know, now things are starting to get a little questionable and shaky. Let's put that aside and just look at the first like 11 years of its successful run, right?
Okay.
Which is what I just said, successful. So they've done it with there being so much material. They still took certain things and made them fresh and new or wrote them to be specific for the films. What's stopping, whether it be Illumination, Nintendo themselves, or whoever takes up these other IPs, from creating their own stories? And I know there may be some gamers out there are like, no, don't do that. But I almost think that it also has to be done. As a matter of fact, it's kind of being done for the Mario movie right now. They're not following a specific game or anything like that. It's kind of its own story. So what's stopping Nintendo, whomever it may be, from taking a Kirby or a whatever and writing its own story specifically for film? And that's a way to get around, oh, we don't have enough for this character or enough longevity. It's gonna change it up anyway, right?
100%. Yeah. My thing, I want to piggyback off Rob for a second. Mm-hmm. I think Nintendo is on board already with a list of these are Nintendo games that we are going to be making from 2023 on. Mm-hmm. One, why would they have bought Dynamo Studios for that?
Yeah.
For that fact, right? Yeah. They did that to obviously make Super Mario movie, but it just makes sense. I think they've even mentioned in the past that they want to explore different realms to kind of give players or an audience of, you know, people to actually watch or listen or whatever, like Nintendo, like characters, like their IPs. They wanted different ways for them to access those characters besides playing games. And this is the way to go, I feel like, right? I think they have to start off this way because they want to have Super Mario Bros. First, right? Obviously, it's kind of like, it's Mario, but at the same time, it kind of has a variety of characters. Like you said, Donkey Kong, it has like Peach, all that stuff, but it kind of is focused on Mario. Mm-hmm. So I kind of think of it as a Mario movie, but in the future, you're going to, I mean, I can't imagine him not having a Donkey Kong movie, right?
I believe they announced separate. They will.
They did.
Yeah, 100%.
So this is already in effect. Like we are seeing the moment of a Nintendo MCU at the moment right now.
Yeah, I think so, man. And let's say that all these films, whatever the films may be, if they do create more IPs in film and whatnot, let's say they all exist in a shared, well, first, you know what? Some are for shared universes and some aren't. You know, some people don't want them. Like, for instance, a good example is a lot of people do not want Matt Reeves, Robert Pattinson's The Batman, as an example, to exist in a wider universe. They feel like it was a good thing to be a standalone. Keep it that way. It's just a Batman story. So there's some people that are for it, some people that are not, and it's fine wherever you land. But do you want a Nintendo shared universe, or would you rather have, if they do take more games outside of Mario, just have them exist by themselves? Like what do you want as a fan?
That's a really good question. So there's two things here. MCU and Super Smash Brothers universe.
I knew you were going to mention that.
Right? I think people are going to get those two confused. I think people automatically think MCU and they think, oh, Super Smash Brothers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, when we say MCU, we're just talking about Nintendo licensed right off the jump properties that can become movies, right? Yeah. I think the Super Smash Brothers thing, when you're getting all of these different people coming in, that's a ways away from now. Like that.
Oh yeah.
We can't even really think about Super Smash Brothers, right?
Yeah.
As far as the MCU goes, yes, 100%. This can exist as separate movies right now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And maybe once that is fleshed out, once they have, they're off, you know, they push it off the boat and stuff like that, and they're ready to go, shift everything out, then they can start connecting the pieces too. But they can't just right off the jump, just, you know, we're going to make a Super Smash Brothers movie. It's just not going to work like that. So it's going to, I think, at first exist by itself. They're going to be different islands.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, and you, I mean, they do have, you know, Donkey Kong and Mario existing in the same place, but like you said, Kelvin, like that obviously just makes sense, though. You know what I mean? Like it makes sense.
He was in the same game.
Yeah, they're already there, so it makes sense. But I don't know if you were going to say more, Kelvin.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Rob, you nailed it. The reason why the MCU is so successful, right, is because how did they start off? Right, they started off with Iron Man as a full fledged movie. Mm-hmm. Then they started off with kind of like giving those separate characters their own specific title, right? Their own specific movie. Mm-hmm. So that way the audience can love that character, right? Like people already love Iron Man, right? But when you see them in a full-fledged movie by himself, you're like, oh man, like this is cool. Like this is really dope. And then you see the next movie, and then you see the next movie. And then like, what if they're all together at one point? Yeah. Sure enough, obviously that's what they did.
Yes.
So the MCU is doing the same thing, or they have to do the same thing, where you have to kind of prove to the audience that this can work as a standalone character, right? Let's see how Mario works as a standalone character. Let's see how Donkey Kong works as a standalone character. Mm-hmm. You know, whoever, Yoshi, whoever else, Star Fox. And then at the end, the whole reason for this is to bring them all together, whether it be a Super Smash Brothers or find very just a completely different identity. You
know, find a way where it makes sense to intertwine them, to where also fans aren't upset. One, it just is logically it makes sense, but also fans aren't upset and tearing it apart. And you got to think too, 100%. Like we're using the MCU as an example here, and it kind of puts like a serious tone on it. But that is not going to be the MCU. No. Aside from maybe like Zelda, you know what I mean? Or certain franchises, if they do it. But it's like, that is not going to be the case here. We see the tone of the Super Mario Bros. Movie, and it's fun. It's going to be goofy. It's going to be full of laughs. It's going to be awesome. Like, that's not going to be this. So I don't want anybody that's tuning in right now, like, the way we're talking about it too, it's almost like a little bit more of a serious tone. And it's just, it's totally not going to be that, man. But I'm for it though, actually. I'm for like a Nintendo Cinematic Universe. And again, we're just using that term because it's been coined as, you know, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and now DC's using it. They changed the DCEU to the DCU. So we're just using it. It might not even be called that. Who knows? But it's fitting, but it might not be called that. But I'm actually for it. I think it could work if done right. Like I just kind of previously said, like if it's done right, I think it could work. I think it could be really fun as well. And I mean, let's just talk from like a marketing, from a money standpoint, like it would just bring them so much money. How could you turn that down?
So much money, dude.
Let's talk about that for a sec. I love that you brought that up, right? We've had, I would say, two recent Nintendo or video game movies that have just killed it, right?
Yeah.
We have Sonic 2.
Yes.
That's a hit. That's people love that movie. Massive movie, right? Huge success. And before that, we've had 2017's Detective Pikachu.
Right.
Another huge success. Yes. So every time they touch an Nintendo property and make a movie out of it, it prints money.
Yes.
And then now Mario being right there too, like I said, it's printing money for them.
Yeah. But is the Detective Pikachu movie, is it Nintendo or is it the Pokemon company? Does Nintendo actually have anything to do with it?
I'm reading right now. It doesn't look like they had any involvement with it. It's just the Pokemon company.
Shit.
Which is funny because
everybody says it's a Nintendo movie. everybody I know talks about it like that.
Anything right now. Yeah. Well, I think it's just because they're so like just, you know, they're both unified in a sense, right? You think of Pokemon, you think of Nintendo.
Yeah.
But it's in fact, it's really the Pokemon company that actually does all this. Like if they wanted to one day, the Pokemon company could just go on to Xbox or Sony and, you know, Nintendo has no, you know, they can't do anything about it.
Yeah. But that's crazy to think about. Imagine fucking Pokemon on like Xbox with Microsoft. Like it just seems so wrong.
A lot of people think that Detective Pikachu would be the start of the MCU. I don't think so. I think
no.
Actually,
you don't think
it's
so?
This it's Super Mario. No, I think it's Super Mario because I think so again, too. Mm-hmm. They purchased the what's that studio that I just mentioned not too long ago?
Dynamo
Studios, mm-hmm. right? They purchased that for a reason. They purchased that to kind of make this, and they're all CGI animated studios, right? They're working with Illuminations as well, so I think that was kind of like testing the waters of Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
I do feel like there will be another Pokemon movie, some sort, that if they're trying to tie everything together.
Yeah.
But it would be animated, you know, another animated Pokemon movie, basically.
Right.
But I think it'd be done right with Nintendo backing it up and actually.
I think so.
It would be a while from now till that comes out.
Of course.
I don't think we can't even think about that. Would be like phase 2 or 3 of
weirdly. yeah. Which I'm glad you brought that up, because later in this episode, we are going to go through what we think the phases should look like. And I don't know if you guys know, but I don't know what you guys picked. I don't know what Rob picked. I don't know what Kelvin picked. They don't know what I picked. I don't know how many they did. I think we did say we're going to keep it to like 2 or 3 phases at most. Yeah, I don't know however many movies you want, but I've got mine. And it's funny that you guys bring up Detective Pikachu, because I will do a little spoiler, and I will say that I did include Detective Pikachu in my phase.
Interesting.
I did go with it. But we'll get to that after. I do think a Nintendo Cinematic Universe would be cool if it was done right. I am for it. I just really feel like it has to be done right, but I do think that they could do it. And if it may be a tall order, I don't know, but if Illumination handled all of them, that would just make it work much more seamlessly, story-wise and visually, if everything was kind of on par, looking the same. But if anyone's tuned into any previous episodes of mine, they'll know that I'm a big advocate for something like Kirby in film, Pikmin in film, Star Fox in film. Even though I'm not the biggest Star Fox fan in the games, I think a Star Fox film would actually be really, really cool. And then obviously Zelda, which I could talk about all day. And my list goes on and on. But what do you guys think are some good Nintendo films that could be Nintendo games that could be adapted into film? Like, what are some of your top that you would like to see?
Do they have to be films? Can they become shows?
Oh no, that's another good thing. That's a great thing, because not all of these have to be films. They could be shows. Maybe they're shorts, or what Marvel would be calling special presentations. I don't know if you guys know about that. Like, what is it? Werewolf by Night. Did you guys happen to see that?
Yeah, I haven't heard. I haven't seen it, but I heard about it.
It's actually really good. I'm not going to lie. It's actually really good. Really? And it's just an hour long special presentation. So it's not really a short, but it's like a special. It's like, you know what I mean? It's not a movie, but it's also not a series.
They're like, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, I guess it's like a one-off. It's like, this is all it's going to be. And then maybe he'll appear in, maybe things that have deal with that world will appear in other movies, such as Blade or anything like that, if you're a Marvel fan. So, I mean, they could take that route. They could take a short route. They could take a series route and still have it either be standalone or still have it exist in the universe. So yeah, either or.
We're not doing the list.
No, this isn't the phase list. This is just what films you think would be dope to adapt. Like, what do you think they're gonna do if they were to pick and do stuff? What do you think they would go with first? Either or.
I think Luigi's Mansion could be
standalone. Yes, okay. Dude. I just wait. I could see that right away, where they don't even give us a full trailer, like in a Nintendo Direct. You just hear the like dum 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 dum, mm-hmm. and then it just mm-hmm. comes in and it says Luigi's Mansion. Dun, 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 right? And then it just fades away. I think that would be a great, like, don't even give us anything. Just give us that, and then maybe some audio of Luigi saying Mario. And then that's it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think that'd be great.
I do have a question before we keep going.
Yeah.
Do you think in the new Super Mario movie, do you think we'll have a teaser at the end of their next movie
or of some story?
I think, you know,
so.
What I mean?
I think it could either be in the actual film itself, because not everybody wants to do the Marvel end credits thing. So it could it could be just at like towards the end of the movie, where it just hints stuff like movies used to do, and you'd be like, oh shit, another one's coming after this. Or I think it could be like some sort of mid or end credits. I personally think so.
I think so. Yeah.
I agree. I don't know where. I was thinking honestly at the end, just like MCU, but
yeah,
because just you kind of like picturing that whole Luigi Mansion thing, I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
I would lose my mind.
And then to piggyback on that too, I think the obvious like hint to another movie would be Donkey Kong. You know, like maybe it It shows mm-hmm. him in Donkey Kong Country or something, you know?
Yeah.
And that's like the obvious hint. But I think it would also be cool if they did something else in the Mario universe, such as like a Luigi's Mansion. But I also don't think we're there yet for a Luigi solo film. You know what I mean?
I yeah. feel like we are, man.
You
I
think
feel like
so?
It's time for Luigi to shine.
Yeah.
Like, you think they're going to do something different? Man.
I love I don't Luigi, know, man. Honestly. He's a goat.
He's I a think homie, so. Man, but and look at all the love that he's getting from the trailers.
100%, man. That's why I think it's time for him to get his standalone something.
We cut you off, Rob, on what you thought would be good Nintendo films to adapt. I mean, good Nintendo games to adapt into film.
So, Legend of Zelda, this is a tough one.
Yeah, it really is, man.
Don't it really think is. It could live as a movie. I think a show would be better because each show or each season can tackle a different timeline of Link.
That's a crazy way to look at it. I'm actually the opposite. I think each movie dedicated to an iteration of Zelda could work as well. And it could be vastly different from anything that Nintendo would be doing with Mario or Donkey Kong and et cetera. It would open up the books to have maybe a little bit more seriousness come from Nintendo. And I mean, as serious as Nintendo gets, but you know what I mean? But the Legend of Zelda games are beautiful and beautifully written stories. And there's a part of me that feels, well, while I am open to series as well, like with several of these, I think it would be, it could be so beautifully done if it had a long frame to tell the story.
This is the hard part though. Is it animated or is it live action?
I know. I struggle with that myself, dude. And then how do you do Zelda just as a whole, dude? Like all of it, live action or CGI? Talking Link or no talking Link? Where do you start? The timelines within Zelda themselves are absolutely all over the place.
So I'm nervous about Zelda.
Right.
If it does come out. Because with Mario, there was such a warm reception, right?
Yeah.
They hit all the... But I think if they come up with Zelda movie or show, whatever, it's not going to be met with as warm because people are going to be extremely picky.
Yes.
About everything. I think Nintendo's going to be like, I don't know if you want to touch this because no matter what we do, no one's going to be happy.
Yes.
So it's going to be
tough. I don't feel like it... I feel like it will be animated. I feel like where they're going, everything right now at least is going to be animated. I don't know. Where are you guys getting the fact that it might be live action?
I think just from past conversations, before the Mario Bros. Movie was a thing, a lot of people have always talked about Legend of Zelda would make for a great movie and the topic of live action or CGI or animated. How do you do it? And there was a lot of people that were for live action. And then even those fan-made posters where they made Tom Holland Link and all that stuff. And that was, you know, live action. So I think it stems from that. And the fact that you possibly could adapt The Legend of Zelda into live action and still make it good, though. It's going to have a mix of CGI, like maybe Ganon, obviously when he's Ganondorf and like thing, you know what I mean? Different. There's going to be things that are CGI, but I think you could take from the likes of like The Witcher. And make like Lord a serious
Rings, kind of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. One of those and make a serious like holy shit, blow your mind Legend of Zelda live action film or series or whatever it may be. And then to piggyback on or to second and to side with you, Rob, on series, I'm not married to the idea of it being film. I mean, for instance, we have The Witcher, we have Game of Thrones. Like those could have been films, but they went the series route and they're very well done. So it very much so could be that, whether it's live action or animated, it could very much so be that as well. And then, and I want to come back to the whole live action CGI talk, but I do want to give Kelvin a chance to say at least a couple of your top films that you would want.
Yeah.
Before we circle back to that, because I have a question for you guys about the live action CGI shit too.
So I honestly would love to see Nintendo's iteration of like Mega Man Legends.
Like, wow, I didn't even think about Mega Man. Holy Mega shit. Man.
And I would love for it to be a show. I would love for it to be.
I agree on that one.
Can they touch Mega Man? Because it's Capcom.
Oh, that's right. That's another one of those
can they touch it?
Pokemon company.
That's fair.
Yeah. Like, not to burst your bubble, but
But would Capcom turn that opportunity down? Or would, or do you think they're just going to go, what do we need Nintendo for? We'll just do it ourselves. Right? They could probably do that, right?
I don't think they'll ever. Yeah, they could. They could. But I can't imagine Capcom even touching the movie business.
Because if they did do Mega Man, it would be a later scenario, right? So where Nintendo would already have a foothold in film, right?
Yes.
So I would think from a business standpoint, I would think Capcom would go, yeah, let's get in on this. Yeah. Like, let's do this and let's work it out. Let's do it together. But then, like, there also could be that hype of, like, well, it's all in right now. This is the new thing. Let's just get all the money for ourselves and do it ourselves.
It'll probably be terrible, to be honest.
I think it would too. What else is on your list?
I would. So just a little bit more on the Mega Man. I would love for that to be like a standalone, just like show. Maybe like even like a Netflix series. Like right now, Sonic Prime. I'm thinking about Sonic Prime right now.
Bro, have you guys watched it?
It's so good.
I've only seen one episode, and it's fire, so dude.
It's good. I don't know why it has.
Bro,
no
it's yes, yeah, seriously, it's a fucking
show.
My
son is like into it, and I'm just like, yo, this is dope.
Yeah, dude.
You're like more into it than he is.
I turned it on late last night, and then by the way, are they all hour or 45 minute long or whatever is?
That's just the first episode.
Oh, okay.
The first episode.
Because I was like, God damn, which it wasn't like a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I was like, God damn, like I expected them to be like 20 minutes, 25 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was
the episodes are 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
It's just the first one. That's okay.
But I was like, damn, but I'm not disappointed by its length though, because I turned it on like late last night. And again, like I said, I wasn't expecting to be that long. And I was like, I kind of got to go to sleep. You know what I mean? I was like, I'll check it out. I'll see how it is. I almost watched that damn near the whole thing. And I was like, man, I got to go to bed. But I was like, I didn't want to turn it off. Rob, it's almost like the game as well. It's got like scenes that look like they would be cut scenes from the video game.
Oh, that's sick.
Like it's like camera angles that you feel like you would be playing in that moment, but it's a show. Yep.
Is it anything like the anime? Like as far as like Sonic Adventures?
Do you remember that? I haven't seen it.
It's completely different. Okay.
It's not. Think of just, it's another take on the multiverse.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay. But it's good.
It's in a good way. It's good. It's not bad.
Yeah, I legitimately can't wait to continue watching it. But that's a whole other story for another day.
100%. So just to piggyback on that. So yeah, Mega Man's would be great. Just kind of like a Netflix series. But if I wanted like a Nintendo-owned licensed game, it would probably be Metroid. Metroid Prime.
Right.
A full-fledged movie. I would love to have that. Like Phase 1. I know we're going to talk about that later. But
yeah,
that would be spoilers. One of like my Phase 1 moments for a Nintendo licensed movie.
Yes. Yes. So I got to say, running back real quick before we get into the cosplay of the week. So we have live action films. We have CGI films. I guess it's technically not Nintendo since it's the Pokemon company, but Detective Pikachu, if it were to be included in this, I know you guys were more on the side of it not being included, but let's say if it were, what do we do? Like, how do we do that then? How do we bring that in? How does that make sense? And then I'm going to throw another wrench into it since we're talking about Sonic. Do we include Sonic at some point in time? Being that Sega and Nintendo now play nice, Sonic appears in Super Smash Bros. That's definitely going to play some sort of role in the future, way down the line. Do we include Sonic? Do we include Detective Pikachu? And how do we include live action and CGI only mixed together?
I don't know. I feel like if they're doing Super Smash Brothers, if this is their goal, then yes, you'll have Sonic. Yes, you'll have some sort of iteration from like Pokemon. Like you'll have that some way, shape, or form be included in Nintendo's plans.
Yeah.
But if they're not doing anything regarding Super Smash Brothers, I don't see them focusing on that. I don't even see them focusing on Mega Man. I just want that to happen. But right. I think they would just kind of focus on their major platforms like Donkey Kong, Super Mario, just the basics like Zelda. Yeah. I don't know how far they'll branch out unless they see how successful it is.
Yeah, I get you. Because I also think Mario and Zelda alone, I mean, and Donkey Kong, you can go decent longevity with Donkey Kong too.
Yeah.
You know, they could do Donkey Kong Country. They could do, you know, Diddy and Dixie. Yep. They can bring it back. Yep. Tropical Freeze. Like they can take from those iterations and make a couple good movies with it. Mario and Zelda alone could just be the front runners of the entire quote unquote NCU, you know, or even if they don't build an NCU, just Nintendo and film in general, you could just go with Mario and Zelda for a very long time.
If they want to get crazy with it, and they branch out with their IPs, you have F-Zero. You can make a wild F-Zero movie, right?
Yes.
Again, Star Fox would be a dope like
iteration. Oh, this is making me so excited.
Earthbound, like you can go on and on, dude. Yeah. Like, there's so many IPs that they have that they can kind of branch out to and just kind of get crazy with it.
Yeah.
Only if they're dedicated to it and only if they see that this is like something that they really want to do, which it looks like they are.
Yeah. Rob, what do you think? The whole live action CGI, Sonic, Detective Pikachu, what are your thoughts?
So I think with Sega, with Sonic, they're kind of in the middle of fleshing out their whole world right now. Like we got Sonic 2.
True.
They're going into Sonic 3. So
introducing Shadow.
They're introducing Shadow. So we're going to have a third Sonic movie. So I think they're kind of focused in on what they're doing. I don't know if they're necessarily going to be wanting to partner up with Nintendo right now because they're just like, we just got our foot in the door with all this stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Detective Pikachu, I think it's a little too far gone at this point. It came on 2017. I don't see them bringing that back because it's just, was that 5 years from now?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
By the time it comes out. And that was like kind of a weird mix of live action. Mm-hmm. What I did want to point out though, is let's look at past Nintendo or Super Smash Brother games that were characters from Super Smash Brothers that had movies, right?
Okay.
First off, we have Pokemon the first movie.
Yeah.
Mewtwo Strikes Back, right? Mm-hmm. We have Metal Gear in development.
Oh shit.
Is it
and
though?
That's live action though. We have an actor, we have a director. So like that is live action.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
pretty sure we've had a Street Fighter movie that was live action. It wasn't very good. Oh,
yeah.
But we've had one. Castlevania.
Oh, that's right.
Also in Super Smash Brothers, and they had an animated show on Netflix.
Yes, yep.
That's a series. And then lastly, we have Final Fantasy
Crisis. Evan Children.
With Cloud and Sephiroth. Anime. So,
where are you getting out with this, bro? Where are you getting
already?
These aren't as big as what is coming, though. In comparison.
But that's the hard part about it, is like, can you take all those individual pieces and mesh them together into one?
When you say it like that, I'm going to say no. I don't think you can.
It's very difficult. It's extremely difficult to get the Cloud, Sephiroth, Ryu from Street Fighter. Like, it sounds like a nightmare to deal with. But I think they're just going to, like you said, do what they're going to do as far as like their own IP, flesh them out. And then once those are fleshed up, like, all right, let's start picking at different people now.
Yeah. Okay. I see. I am super excited to get into our picks for the Nintendo Cinematic Universe, what we think our phases would be and what the movies would line up would be. I cannot wait. But before we do that, let's break up the monotony and let's get into this week's Cosplay of the Week. Oh, and this week's Cosplay of the Week is none other than Evil King Cos, and that's evil.king_COS, and I'm throwing it up on the screen right about now, and it is of Battle Beast Thok from Invincible. And if you haven't seen Invincible or checked out the Invincible comics, I believe the Invincible is it Image Comics or is it Dark Horse Comics? I think it's Image Comics. I don't know if you guys know. I think it's Image. I'm stalling because I know Rob is usually the lookup guy. So I'm hoping he's Googling it right now while I'm just talking random nonsense and he corrects me. Go ahead and
Image Comics.
Image Comics. My first one was right. All right. Image Comics. If you haven't read the comics or checked out the comics, but probably a little bit more widely known from Amazon's original series, Invincible. Have you guys seen that? Did you guys watch that? That was fucking amazing, dude. That shit was fucking amazing. I can't wait.
Next year's their new season.
Yes, exactly. And that is
it's so good.
That is exactly why I found it fitting to feature an Invincible Cosplay of the Week here, because we just got the announcement that the new season is coming. And this is Battle Beast Thok from Invincible. And I do want to read the caption. It says, "It is true. I crave for battle above everything else. I earn for not only to find my equal, but also my better. who can also provide me with glorious death? And that quote is from Thok himself. Such and it continues and it says, such a majestic shot capturing the accuracy of Thok, the essence and the nature. And I agree. And that is by Villali underscore photography, V-I-L-L-A-L-I. And this is incredible, man. This is absolutely amazing. Like when I first saw that, I was legitimately stunned, dude, down from the hair to the eyes, to the prosthetics, the snout that you have going on, the battle armor, the fur on the shoulders and everything in between, dude. I think it's absolutely amazing that you found time to braid your hair exactly like it is as well, because you never know, man, when you're fighting and you're going, and you're fighting invincible and you're doing things, you need those big bolts on your braided hair. So that way when you hit him and he goes back like this and then he comes back to hit you, you swing your hair a little bit just to get it out of your face. You're not even doing it purposely. And then the bolts hit him on the chin. And he's like, oh, what the fuck? And it's just like a little bit more that just kind of throws him off. And it gives you an upper hand as the battle beast, man. I think it's absolutely amazing. And I do want to throw up a second photo here. And I'm throwing it up on the screen. it's now on the screen. And this is just a close-up. And it's fucking incredible, dude. You can see the ears again with the braided hair and everything, the eyes glowing. It's a little bit of a darker photo, so you can definitely see like the shadows being cast, and you can see the eyes glowing perfectly. I love it, dude. The snout, you can even see the what do they call that? Is it hair that animals have? Whiskers. There it is. Whiskers. Drawing a blank. Whiskers coming out and everything. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. Like, I want to know, dude. I want to know, Evil King. How did you make this? Did you make it yourself? Did somebody make it for you? Did you piece things together? Was it a team effort? Like, I mean, let me know, dude, whether you're watching on YouTube and it's the comments or on Instagram or whatnot, please let me know, man. I do want to read the quote. Once again, he's got a quote from Thok himself for this caption as well. And it says, impressive. You could be the strongest thing in this world, but I am not of this world. I love it, dude. And this photo is by the amazing, the phenomenal, the mentioned and the featured here several amongst several times, Ace Laps on Instagram, capturing the essence of the battle beast. This thing is incredible, man. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely awesome. I have no further words. I bow down to you, man. You are a cosplay king for sure. You guys got anything you want to add to this?
I actually don't know where you're looking at this. Where is this at?
I sent it to you guys on Instagram.
Ah, shit.
Right. Yeah, no worries, no worries.
So this is absolutely incredible, this cosplay, man. Like, it's one of those things where, like, I would be walking down a convention hall and, you know, you see a bunch of cosplayers walking around. This is one that you would do like a triple take being like,
right?
Oh, this is fuck.
This is dope. Like, yeah. It'll scare you because of like how realistic it looks. Like he can like move his face. And
that's what I was going to say. I wonder if the prosthetics move when he talks. You know what I mean? That would be even more like menacing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you definitely killed it, man. I mean, just the detail in this, I can't imagine how long it took you to kind of like set this all up,
right.
But it looks phenomenal. It looks like just like movie quality. Like,
yes, it does. It looks movie quality, dude. If Amazon ever does live action, call this guy for sure. You guys have to follow evil.king_cos on Instagram. He's got so many more amazing cosplays aside from Battle Beast as well, from Daredevil to Robin to The Witcher and so much more. Please go follow him, evil.king_cos, because Evil King, your Battle Beast stock cosplay of the week for me and the Gaming Duo podcast is amazing. All right, man, I'm wasting no time, dude, because I'm super excited to get into our picks for what we think the Nintendo Cinematic Universe could be. I have no idea what these guys chose. We're just picking, like, kind of like the Marvel Cinematic Universe, a couple phases. We agreed to no more than 2 to 3 phases. I don't know how many movies you pick in your phase, kind of left that open to whatever. And I was going to kind of just do it quick, a little bit quick, kind of just run down my movies. But you guys know that is not how things end up with me ever. And I went way more in depth than I should have. So not for every single one, though. Mainly for my phase two. My phase one is very, very much so quicker. So I don't know if you guys want me to go first and steer the ship or if one of you want to go first. I'm kind of leaving it up to you guys.
I say, go for it, Chazzy.
You want me?
You're the man.
Sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 man. You're the host. Do it up.
Okay. All right. So my Nintendo Cinematic Universe, and again, I want to preface this by, for all of us here, I don't know what these guys did. I don't know how in depth they went. I don't know if it makes sense or anything like that. this doesn't have to make 100% sense. No. All right. We're not literally writing the films. So I don't want people to be like, hey, motherfucker. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't make any fucking sense to have this movie come before this movie. You know what I mean? Like, we're not doing any of that. All right. I did try to make mine make a little bit sense, but come on, bear with me. We're just having some fun. All right. So phase one of my Nintendo Cinematic Universe, I'm kind of keeping with what ended up happening, because there's things that I liked about the first couple movies. So I'm going to go ahead and say that Detective Pikachu sets this thing off. They tie it back in later. My second movie in my first phase is Sonic the Hedgehog, and then Sonic the Hedgehog 2 for my third. I know that's kind of weird, two movies back to back, but that's what's happening here. Then my fourth movie is the Super Mario Bros. Movie. So Detective Pikachu, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, the Super Mario Bros. Movie. And that kind of really kicks things off a little bit more. And none of these movies are really attached to each other, kind of taking what you said earlier, Rob, where it's just kind of like a little standalone and maybe they tie them together later. That's exactly what my universe looks like. Then after the Super Mario Bros. Movie, throwing in Donkey Kong just because I feel like it makes sense. They're having Donkey Kong in the Super Mario Bros. Movie. And so that's what it is. Then I've only got six movies in this first phase, and usually the sixth movie, as far as if we're going by Marvel Cinematic Universe terms, is usually like the Avengers. It's like the team-up movie, but I'm actually going to go a different route. They all kind of have something in common, and that's like the comedy aspect, the fun aspect, all of that shit, right? Okay. So for my sixth movie, I want to go a completely different route and go The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. Because I think that they could make it a lot more serious. It'll be a different tone and it rounds out the phase. And then here's where I have some notes where I go a little bit more in depth. The shift in the timelines at the end of Ocarina of Time grabs the attention. And again, bear with me. It's fine if people disagree. It's fine. We're just having fun here. The shift in the timelines at the end of Ocarina of Time grabs the attention of Bowser, whom has maps of the world, much like in the trailer we saw that Princess Peach and Toads had maps of the world. So maybe he has some shit that we don't know about, knowing that there's an existence of possibly other lands and he hasn't gone to them yet, because Bowser does what? He wants to take over lands. He wants to grab stars. He wants to grab shit, right? He just wants to get his hands on fucking everything, right? So something reveals the presence of a Triforce. He's not quite understanding what that is, but he fucking wants it. And there goes the existence of the Legend of Zelda world on Bowser's map, right? That kind of ties things together at some point in time. It then has a second credit, and it cuts to Princess Peach, who receives a call from Star Fox, who reveals that he's found the evidence of a blue hedgehog who could run at the speed of light. So that way it ties a couple things together, right? So then you go into phase two. Everybody's like, oh shit, what the fuck? That's crazy. You go into phase two. Phase two opens up with Star Fox, a Star Fox movie. Throughout the movie of Star Fox, and I'm talking really fast because mine is probably the longest here, so I'm trying to run through it. Throughout the movie of Star Fox, we have references to other space-involved games, such as Pikmin. And when I say references, I don't know. It could be something in the background that just people notice. I don't fucking know, man. I didn't go that in-depth to it. Pikmin. Meanwhile, the end credits of Star Fox shows a Captain Falcon enter frame, side view, and he just smiles. And then it fucking ends. That's it. So that way, something... Exactly. Something with Captain Falcon, right? My second iteration of phase two, the second movie, is Pokemon Ash Ketchum. That way we have something that ties Detective Pikachu in, also brings in Ash. We got a little bit more Pokemon, right? At the end of Pokemon, it shows a spaceship crash land on an island and out walks Olimar from Pikmin.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
You got to tie something in. And I only tied that in because I feel like, again, we talked about they're going to be writing things. It's not going to follow the games 100%. If they're going to have everybody exist in the same universe, they've got to find some way to have it some sort of logic. Even if it's Nintendo and this is more fun, there are going to be some things that have to make some kind of sense at some point, right? Or if it doesn't make any sense at all, I'm sure they'll just throw like a comedic thing in it. We all laugh about it and we continue on and we have a good time. So I thought the Pikmin and Olimar could fit decently well in the Pokemon world. I feel like it could tie in some sort of way. Yeah, in film at least, right? So then my third film goes Sonic the Hedgehog 3. After defeating Shadow, the ending sees Sonic and Tails. I have no idea where Knuckles is because I was also thinking Knuckles goes off and does his own thing and has like a Knuckles movie. You know what I mean? So after defeating Shadow, the end sees Sonic and Tails finding that Robotnik had a ring or some sort of device that he connected to a ring. I don't fucking know. Again, that's connected to a realm that they've never seen. They enter the ring or the device and they fall into Super Mario World, right? Then the next film goes back to The Legend of Zelda for Majora's Mask. And the whole effects of the moon further grabs the attention of Bowser. Yeah, I went deep. I went in depth.
You went hard, dude.
Further grabs the attention of Bowser at the end of the movie, which is then, and these movies are kind of like, they're existing in their own thing, but it's more like the end credits or something that shows. Yeah. So Majora's Mask is going to be Majora's Mask. But at the end, the effects of the moon further grabs the attention of Bowser, which is then revealed that he's building pipes to transfer from his domain to Hyrule Castle. Because it's the only way that he knows how to do things. I don't know. That's just what I came up with. All right. Okay. Then 5 in phase 2. And I've only got 2 phases, so mine's about to end. I'm glad that you mentioned an F-Zero movie because my 5th movie goes Star Fox, F-Zero. And it's some sort of...
Ooh, like a team up. I love that.
Yeah, some sort of like that. Star Fox, F-Zero, Captain Falcon scenario.
That's really
And
dope.
It kind of just
really,
exists really in its own thing. Yes. And there's no end credit that ties anything together. It just kind of, that's their thing. And maybe it's, you know, they detail it and they reference it later in other movies. I haven't worked it out, but that's its own thing. Then the 6th movie, which I wasn't quite sure if it ends this phase or not, and I'll get to it, but the 6th movie goes back to the Sonic the Hedgehog 3 ending where they fell into Super Mario World, and the 6th movie is Super Mario World. And Bowser has sent the Koopa Kids to cause a problem in his place as he's busy trying to figure out the Hyrule situation, right? Mm-hmm. So Mario and maybe Luigi have to deal with the Koopa Kids, and in the process, later in the movie, they run into Sonic, and it's like a battle of the 90s, right?
And Jesus Christ.
And the movie ends with everyone knowing the existence of Hyrule and Bowser's plans and the Triforce, and they find the warp pipes to Hyrule. They discover Link, and a fight begins alluding to Super Smash Bros. And that's where But then that's where I wasn't like, does my phase 2 end right there? And then phase 3 could kick off with something like that, or it doesn't kick off, it happens later, because it doesn't have to happen right away after one another.
Right.
Does my phase end with the first Super Smash Bros. Movie? I thought it would be more interesting to just have it end there. That's where it ends for phase 2. So I went in depth. I created like a whole storyline, and what I thought it could be. Does it make sense? No, not really. But did I have a fun fucking time doing it? I fucking did. I had a great time doing
it. Listen, I was following you on your road there. Like,
yeah, that was a journey.
It was an adventure. You want adventure right there, man.
So there's my journey, man. That's my Nintendo Cinematic Universe. And I could have gone on. I was at the gym too, thinking of ideas. I was like, I was doing back. It was back day, and I was like, yeah. And then they could go through this. Oh, wait a minute.
And the moon comes. Yeah. And then, yeah.
But then I was like, I haven't even thrown Castlevania in there yet. Like I was thinking like all kinds. Kinds of shit, dude. And I really want to include. I was thinking of ways to include Kirby, but I was like, that's way too much. I have a little fucking pink thing sucking shit up. Like that's way too much. You know what I mean? But I was like, where could that exist? I mean, that's where you could bring Pokemon in more, and maybe like Pokemon and the Pikmin and Kirby could live in their own thing before they get drawn into other shit. Like I was kind of thinking of ways to go about it, but I was like, I've got to stop there. So whoever wants to go next. The Gaming Duo Podcast, Nintendo Cinematic Universe. Whoever wants to go first, man.
First of all, Chazzy, that was amazing. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you went first because it just kind of set like the tone for sure.
I feel like I went way too in depth with it.
No, that was perfect. That was literally perfect. Rob, do you want to go or?
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'll go. I have it all kind of set up for months.
Let's do it. To say about this,
I'm excited.
So I did it a little differently than you did.
However,
you kind of made it more joint where it was leading up to Super Smash, where I kind of took it more of a standalone. Like this is Nintendo really building up their universe before we get into Super Smash.
Hell yeah.
And all right, so first phase we have obviously Super Mario Brothers.
Nice. Right. Can't argue that at all.
Can't do that. Then we have Donkey Kong Country. Right?
Can't argue that at all either. Yeah.
Can't argue that, right? We're still in the Nintendo ecosystem. Yep. Then this is where things get interesting. We get a prequel.
Ooh.
And the prequel is
I didn't think about
Yoshi's
stuff like
Island.
That. Yes,
about Yoshi when Mario's a baby.
Woo! Wow, God damn! How did I not think of that? Being such a big Yoshi fan. Fuck, man! I applaud you for that, dude. Prequels and so, Yoshi.
How do I put Yoshi in here? How do I put Yoshi?
Damn!
Wait.
That's a good one. That's one that I wish I would have thought of. That's a fucking.
That's
good one.
Really nice. Yes. I like that.
So we get that, and then the last movie in Phase One. Mm-hmm. I said Kirby. Because
nice.
Kirby tends to be the focal point of everything where he's going everywhere, right? Like, especially with Super Smash, right? He's the kind of like the last person. And
yeah,
we get a hint that there are a ton of different worlds out there. Now we're going outer space. We're going, you know,
yes.
In Kirby's land, he can suck up shit, like you said.
Yes.
So Kirby kind of like rounds it out being like, oh, what if Kirby's in this? That means we're going out. We're going,
yes.
We're going places.
Okay. I see you.
Get to the next phase. This is where it brings us to The Legend of Zelda.
Yes.
Now, I don't know exactly what game or where we are with The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, it's a hard one.
It's tough. Yeah. It could not even follow a game. It could be its own.
Dude, oh my God.
Dude, and that's another. I'm just going to interject very quickly because this episode right now, unedited, is already past an hour. We're probably going to have to do a Nintendo Cinematic Universe part 3 because I'm labeling this one as part 2 because I've touched on it before because there's so much more that I really want to talk with you guys about. You just said a good one. Like, what if they just made their own films completely? Didn't even touch, like, for Zelda. Didn't even touch on Ocarina of Time or Majora's Mask or Twilight Princess. What if it was like it's like as if they created a new game, but it was a movie? So... That's just a little hype up for what part 3 of this could be. So right, go ahead, Rob. Go ahead, Rob. Keep going.
No, of course. No, I'm glad you said it because, that's the whole thing. It's just Zelda's so big that it could almost take its own phase.
Yes.
So then we have Pokemon.
Yes.
Right? We're introduced to the new Pokemon world. Now, this is separate from Detective Pikachu. It's a completely different take on Pokemon. And then... lastly in the phase, we have Luigi's Mansion to tie back to Mario again.
Yes. Hey, that's actually good, though. Tying it back. And then maybe something at the... Well, it's going to have Mario at some point. Like, he rescues Mario, right? You're going that route?
Right. Yep, exactly. Yeah.
And then it brings Mario. Brings it back. Beautiful.
And then we have what I like to call the third... You kind of hit this, too. Third phase is the space...
Yes, I kind of went that route a little bit too. Yeah, tying it all in.
We get Samus.
Oh,
we get Star Fox.
Yes.
We get F-Zero. And Pikmin. Because we're all in space.
Yes.
We're all in space.
Agree.
All right. Wow.
Perfect way to tie it all together.
The last movie in the space arc is Kirby 2.
Oh!
Which ties all those motherfuckers together.
Yes! Yes!
He sucks them all up.
Yeah. Holy shit, dude. Wow.
I can't argue. I got no arguments at all, man. I mean, not that I plan to argue with you, but I'm just saying I've got like, I'm just 100% with you, man. 100%.
Yeah.
And we have one final phase here, and I like to call this the Japanese arc / phase.
Ooh.
And this is where we get our Xenoblade.
Oh, shit.
Chronicles. Wow. And we also get Fire Emblem.
I didn't even think about this, dude. Like, this wasn't even on my radar. That's a whole other fan base to tap into. That. Holy shit.
Nintendo properties.
You're thinking of covering, like, I didn't include Animal Crossing either. Not that that's in that exact realm, but I'm just saying that's another one that I didn't think of either until right now.
And then it kind of ends more on that kind of like that serious note with, like, the Fire Emblem. And then lastly, I kind of stuck Kid Icarus in there. I don't know where he really ties
dude.
In, but he's in there. And that's all I have for my phases. It kind of ends at like Japanese Fire Emblem because that's just a huge world. There's a zillion different characters there. They could do whatever with that. But just some honorable mentions. I have Punch-Out. I have Splatoon.
Oh, Splatoon.
I have Earthbound and Animal Crossing. And that is it. That's it.
What was the one before Animal Crossing?
Earthbound.
Yes, you're right. Ness is another one. And he was one of the first iterations in Smash Bros. Too, you know? He's one of the first characters in the first Smash Bros. Man, phenomenal phase, dude. Phenomenal phases, dude. Like, seriously.
Yeah, they weren't as connected as yours. Like,
no, I did a whole unplanned thing, bro. I didn't even tell you guys about that. As I was putting mine together, it just turned into a whole other thing. And I was just like, oh, son of a bitch. I applaud you, man. I applaud you, man. I dig that.
Thank you.
That was good. Yeah.
Mine, I don't think, is as, like, intricate as you guys. Mm-hmm. But I feel like... a lot of phase one is kind of what you said, Rob, which is funny because I didn't even talk to Rob. I didn't even talk to Rob about this, right?
Interesting.
So I think phase one is going to be Super Mario. That's where it starts, right? Yeah. That's like the basis of everything right now. And then I feel like after phase one or after Super Mario, it's going to be Pokemon. They're gonna, like you said, Rob, same thing. I don't think it's going to be anything involving Detective Pikachu. I think it's
going to be its own thing.
Completely different.
Gaming Duel. Yeah. On the same wavelength. Gaming Duel, you know?
But it's so funny that everything that you were saying, I'm like, fuck, I said the same thing. Like, that's what I'm thinking. And so the Pokemon is going to be completely different. I obviously think it's going to be CGI. It's not going to be anything like live action, like how it was for the previous one.
Yeah.
As far as how they tie in, I feel like because we get a lot of hints at Super Mario in the trailers where especially when there was that one line, I think Peach says something about there's a lot of
galaxies out there. Yes. Yeah.
That, I feel like it's either hinting at this, what we're talking about now, or it's hinting at like a Super Mario Galaxy
movie
at some point.
I do remember you saying something like that, and that makes sense. That makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, I agree.
And so my next show or my next movie would be Star Fox.
Nice.
Simply because with Pokemon and Star Fox, it just kind of like I feel like it kind of makes sense a little bit and I'm thinking about like Mewtwo, Space, Star Fox.
Right.
I don't know.
There's definitely ways to tie that in. There's ways to tie it all in.
Can I interject here for one sec, Kel?
Yeah.
About Star Fox is I would love, if they're going to do Star Fox, I feel like they need a dinosaur planet.
God damn it, Rob. Yes. Let me talk. Yes. That's what I was going to say. It needs to be Star Fox Adventures. It needs to be that world because how dense that world was back in the game, or like back in the GameCube era, right? When we play that,
I feel
like they could do a lot with that. You know, if they can kind of start that off with like, just like Dino, what's it called? Dino World? The name of the world.
I think it's called Dino World or something. I don't remember the name of the world.
No,
I don't remember either.
The game is
Star Fox Adventures. Star Fox Adventures.
Yeah, but I forget the name of the world. Anyways, regardless.
Yeah.
So Star Fox, right? And then I feel like I should have brought Donkey Kong into this a little bit sooner because again, Super Mario hints at Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot.
Yes.
But I think that's going to be later down the road.
Yeah.
So Donkey Kong's going to be in the phase one. I don't know how they connect at some points, but obviously it would be connected somewhat from Super Mario.
Yeah.
And then my last one for the phase one would be Metroid Prime. It connects to all of it, basically with the
Star Fox
and all that stuff.
Yep.
I feel like it would be a really, really dope way to end phase one.
It fucking would. It would.
I just picture, I don't know, Samus with her ship just like crashing down into like Donkey Kong's world or something like that.
Oh,
and
shit.
Just
kinda
like starts that off. I don't know.
Yes. Yes.
And then so that's all I have for phase one. And then phase two starts off with Zelda. And I think the
everyone has
big
to
one
Zelda
here is Majora's
too.
Mask, right? Majora's Mask, I feel like, would be the big one. But I think.
So you're starting it off with Majora's Mask?
I'm starting it off with
Majora's
Mask.
Yeah. Interesting. That's interesting, man. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You, Rob, kind of sprinkled the outer space theme as one phase. I'm sprinkling it like towards like each phase. Like I'm kind of like throwing it out there a few times. So my next one would be F-Zero.
Nice.
Kind of like coming into this. And I don't know how they would do it because again, we've never seen Captain Falcon outside of a ship sort of besides Super Smash Brothers, right?
Yeah.
So for them to kind of like incorporate that would be kind of interesting to see. And then I brought in Yoshi's Island. I know it's like completely opposite shit, but like I would love
how you mentioned
Yoshi was perfect. I didn't think about that, but I feel like a Yoshi's Island, like a Netflix series would be really dope. It's still kind of incorporated into like the MCU sort of.
Yes.
And then all I have now is just Earthbound. And then my last one to kind of like encompass everything is Kirby, because like you said, Rob, Kirby is kind of like the one that kind of like brings everything together, especially in Super Smash Brothers. So Kirby would be like the last movie at phase two to then start phase three with Super Smash Brothers.
Yes.
And that's how everything kind of like starts. But so Super Smash Brothers for me, for like phase three, right, for example, I feel like it would have to be some sort of similar to like what the game is, where there's like this like light dark situation going on, and like all these movies that we've already seen and like kind of like watched as we kind of grew up. I don't know how long these phases are going to be, but they will all try to fight this bad versus good type of like thing, right? Something, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just kind of like similar to like Super Smash Brothers. And so I think Kirby would be perfect to like end phase two to then start phase three with Super Smash Brothers.
So cool. I like how you guys went a completely different route than I did, but you guys also had a lot of similarities, man.
Very similar.
You guys had a lot of similarities, dude. Yeah.
We did not talk about this at all.
That's crazy, man.
Being blind.
I only included, here's also why, because I actually do agree with you guys that I think that if they did this and made like an NCU and they included like Pokemon and then, I mean, even Sonic, as much as I really love the Sonic movies and I do stand by statements that I made in the past that I think maybe the Sonic series franchise so far in film is quite possibly the best video game adaptations that we've ever had in film.
Yeah.
In my personal opinion, I really do think that's true. And I really love them and I like everything that they're doing with it moving forward. Hopefully it continues that way. But I included them because I liked them, including the Detective Pikachu movie. I wasn't disappointed by that movie. I enjoyed it. But I also included Detective Pikachu and Sonic the Hedgehog in my world, in my cinematic universe, because they're similar with the CGI live action combination. And I was like, okay, if they did include them, makes sense to have that similar style fused together. And at least you have two movies or two franchises that are similar in a franchise that probably won't have that moving forward. But I do agree with you guys that if they were to do it, it would probably make sense to have everything look a little bit more streamlined and have every iteration in the MCU much more on par. The CGI is the same. If you're going to create this universe where they all live in, especially if they're going to come and they're going to meet up in a Smash Bros-esque style movie or something, it's going to look really weird.
It's going to be hard to incorporate.
It's going to be hard.
You have to play in-house.
I mean, it could also be really cool and funny if they go like a comedic route with it. There's ways to go about it.
Sure.
Think like Ready Player One or something, right? Like I'm just thinking random stuff where things are just all thrown together. But it would still be different because how do you tie the live action aspects of it all into Mario's
that's the hardest part.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's the live action part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like how do you tie like if Ash Ketchum is an actual human being? How does he come into like Mario's world that we're seeing in the Super Mario world and the Super Mario Bros. Movie trailer? You know what I mean? Like it's going to feel so out of place. So so I don't know. Again, like I said, do these make sense? No, not 100%. We're just having fun. But that's why I included it. But I agree with you guys that it would be better to switch it up.
Just to add to my roster here. So these two phases, this is the roster for the first Super Smash Brothers game, right? That's kind of like how it's incorporated. Like,
yes.
I don't think of the, and again, we keep going back to MCU, going back to Super Smash Bros. That's like the end all be all. It could be completely different, right?
Yeah.
This is just like my hopes and dreams with like it being incorporated somehow with Super Smash Brothers. But I feel like they would add these movies to make it as like, it doesn't have to be like the Super Smash Bros. That we have right now, right? Yeah. Where it's like everyone is here. Like, no, I think I'm thinking of it as just like the first iteration where it just has like your Metroid, it has like your Captain Falcon, your Pokemon, like just like the first roster that it had, and then go from there.
Yeah.
So my only thing about that, I tried doing the same thing with trying to get the original cast into the movies.
I did
for
too.
The first couple of phases.
Didn't work out for me though.
There's one person I think that kind of messes that up, and it's Peach. Is in Super Mario Brothers already including that, but she wasn't introduced till Melee. And I was like, that kind of breaks it.
Well,
it could be a technicality.
But a way you could make that work in a sense, if I'm understanding you right, is, look at the Super Mario Bros. Movie trailer right now. It's not your typical Bowser's capturing Peach and she's like, help me, Mario. Like she's battling it up. She's getting ready to go.
Yeah, she's being a boss bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly, man.
We are going to stop that monster.
Before we do get out of here, there was so much more I wanted to do for this episode, but we're just going to have to cut it short, as short as it could be. I do want to give you guys the floor, both of you respectively, to say whatever it is that you want to say, plug whatever it is that you want to plug. And I do want to give one thing that I definitely want you guys to touch on, though, is what can people look forward to in 2023 from the Gaming Duo podcast?
Yeah, I'll start off. So you guys can obviously find us at thegamingduopod.com. We have our website. We have Instagram. You can find us out there as well. We just celebrated our 100th episode. Chazzy obviously was involved in that, and a bunch of other slew of amazing guest members as well. So definitely check that out on YouTube or on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast services. And yeah, what do we have to look forward to in 2023, Rob?
There's a couple things that we're looking into. Like, nothing is 100% concrete set in stone. Yeah. We'll give your listeners kind of like the sneak preview if you're okay with me saying any stuff with like that. Definitely going to be ramping up the guests on the show. We're going to have tons of cool guests appearing, you know, involving in the gaming industry, right? We're also going to be attending PAX East.
Nice.
Next year, so we're going to have some coverage there as a duo, which I think will be pretty cool.
First time too. That'll be
really cool to see. It's going to be awesome.
That'll be a whole thing. And then, like I said, we might dabble into streaming. You know, the duo might stream some games for everyone on YouTube. I think that'd be fun. But that's kind of like what's on the horizon right now. I mean, we just celebrated, like you said, the 100th episode with you included. Thank you again for coming. That was freaking awesome. We had a great time.
That was fun.
We want to do more stuff like that, right? We want to get the community more involved with stuff like that and playing games. And that's what we got in store. But again, thank you guys for your support.
Awesome, man. Thank you guys so much for coming. Everybody, please go follow the Gaming Duo podcast on everything. And I do want to say, like I said on your guys' 100th episode, man, these guys are awesome. And they're doing amazing things for the gaming community as well. They've got an awesome presence on Twitter, which they did not plug. And I'm going to plug for them. Go follow them on Twitter. They got an awesome presence on Twitter. And they're bringing everybody together. They communicate with everybody. Everybody communicates with them. They've got an awesome Discord as well and everything. I don't know if you want anybody to join that or whatever, but I'm just saying the awesome Discord that everybody communicates with. And it's like, it's becoming like a family. And that's exactly what they did for their 100th episode as well. We were there to celebrate them, but somehow it was definitely a celebration for the 100th episode, but somehow these guys made it all about the guests that they had on as well. I mean, it wasn't all about us, but I'm just saying, like, they put themselves aside for celebrating the 100th episode and also brought everybody on and talked with everybody and gave everybody spotlight and just had a fun time. How many people were there? It was like eight people. How many people? I don't remember. Nine?
Eight people.
Like, who does that? You know what I mean? Like, that's fucking crazy. So you guys are bringing other podcasters together, the gaming community together, and it's absolutely awesome. And I can't wait to see everything that you guys have going in 2023, dude. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you for being a part of it. I seriously am so excited. I nerd out when I talk about Nintendo shit, and I can't wait for the Nintendo Cinematic Universe part three episode of this with you guys. We're gonna do it again. Thank you guys for coming, man. It's been absolutely awesome. And everybody tuning in right now, thank you for watching, for liking, for commenting, for doing all those beautiful things that you do over on youtube.com/sideprojectpodcast. When you go down, hit that big red subscribe button, it goes, and you get 100 sexy project points. And thank you for listening and watching on Spotify as well, as episodes are available, as videos are available on Spotify, and you can watch it right now. And thank you for following and rating and doing all those beautiful things that you do on Spotify as well. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. If you're looking for me, you can find me on Instagram at IGHateschazzy, and everything else you need to find me at is on the screen right here. If you're looking for the podcast as a whole, you can find it at Side Project Podcast. Remember, that's project with a K on everything. And it's been a while since I've been in studio. I'm trying to think, do I say anything else for my outro? Do you guys know?
I think you nailed it.
Get the merch, man.
I'm wearing one of them right now, and I do got to tell you, It's off center. I don't know if everybody can tell. It's off center. I'm wearing the only one that was printed off center. And go get the absolutely awesome mugs right now. The Run It Up mugs, the Side Project Pod mugs, the Project Park ones. And oh, you know what? I usually put extra merch on the back here. I should have put the ones that Chario just did, the Project Park Champion Collaboration jackets. Those are absolutely awesome. Everybody go get them. I'm running on way too long, so I'm getting out of here. The Gaming Duo Podcast, Side Project Podcast, we're out.